Welcome to a FA Cup special, Exiled Eagles. That's the only reason you've got us here twice in 3 weeks. Otherwise, you wouldn't be hearing us from since till about July. Joining me today, we're a smaller team today. Joining me today, Dale Quarty. How are you, Dale?
Superb, thank you, gents. How are you, Rob?
I'm well, thanks, mate. We're not as good as you, which we'll find out why in just a moment. And in the same bucket as me, Marky Werner up in Brisbane. How are you, Mark?
Roberto, good evening. I'm well, mate. Mr. Quarty, hello, sir. Down a troop tonight. The protagonist and antagonist, Ned, not with us. Got some prior commitments, so we'll soldier on without him. I might go you for no reason at any point in time, Rob, just to create the vibe of Ned still being here. But he's a busy boy at the moment. So yeah, cup special with the three musketeers of the pod. Let's get into it.
Excellent. And please do, Mark, because otherwise I won't know what to do with myself halfway through this pod. So goad.
We'll have 7-8 minutes of dead air.
Yeah, basically, just we'll have 3 minutes of pod and then just thanks for coming. Yeah. All right, Dale, just tell everyone.
Go on.
Just tell everyone. What are you doing on the 17th of May, you asshole?
Well, I think most people might have heard already because I got a bit excited this morning and sent out a bunch of texts. Managed to get a ticket for the final. Woke up to a message from a mate who's basically said his wife, who is a Palace fan. My mate's a Spurs fan. His wife's a Palace fan. His wife was at the semi-final with her dad. And he messaged me to say that there's a very good chance for a ticket for me. We had a bit of a chat, just shooting the shit. And then he said, "Yeah, Claire's out. I'll get her to text you." 2 minutes later, she's texted me, and I'll read you the text. So I think it's a great bit of messaging. "Hiya, mate. It's Claire. Spoke to Matt. I've got a spare seat for the FA Cup final with me in Club Wembley. Fancy seats are for work, mate. £125, but think it's got hospitality. We'll find out more when I see him later this week. Matt said you want it. Is that okay? If so, I'll confirm to my mate and put your name on it. Kiss." Well, love.
Must be nice.
No, yeah. Don't fancy it. Don't fancy a ticket FA Cup final in Club Wembley with hospitality. Sorry.
Yeah, even with the currency conversion, that's still a fucking route.
You know, I'm going to British Lions, two tests. And for each test, I've bought the cheapest ticket, which is $200.
Fuck.
£125 is roughly $260.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in hospitality at Club Wembley. I know cost of living and cost of kind of different in each country. But Jesus Christ, I think that's a bargain.
No, what?
Yeah.
The only thing I heard there was she put a kiss on the end, so that's really dodgy.
It's
There was absolutely no need for that. So, Sarah, be very careful. I wouldn't let him go if I were Sarah.
Who's Sarah?
Oh, Carrie.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Carrie, don't let him go. Sarah, don't let him go either. Let Sarah him go. Sarah's Carrie's mate, isn't it? Don't let him go. Don't let him go. She's going to be made make a move at Club Wembley. There'll be two drinks, like hospitality and all this thing. And we'd have won the cup. In the way
caught
we
up the moment, fucking 3-1, yeah.
We've all seen the film. We've all seen the film.
Yeah.
Marley and Me, I think it was called. All right. So,
just before we jog on, Rob, there's a bit of, lighthearted bants. Well, bants for some. Absolute earnest for others of Dale sorting out tickets for this fucking cup final. And he's just gone absolute balls to the wall and pulled a fucking worldie of a seat and left absolutely everyone in the fucking bleachers.
Yeah, banging. Basically. Nothing else to say about that. Apart from...
No, mate. Well, I'll give Sarah my best.
Yeah. You guys come and look after Sarah for me.
nice one, brother. Very happy for you. That's
great.
Scoop.
Absolutely made up because many irons in many fires. This was not one. This was very unexpected. Mm. But I still have those irons in fires. So, it could well happen that I end up with a couple of extra tickets, which I know won't go to waste. I'll definitely find some Palace fan flows, but I'm not holding my breath on that.
No, I do have to admit, the first 24 hours after making the final was so good for that. Someone puts in the chat, Dale, we get tickets, and then random people that have never spoken to Dale or that Dale isn't a massive fan of are just like, bang, bang, can you give me a ticket? 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 And then, like, after leaving it a while, I then put in the chat, thanks for the hookup, Dale. Hopefully, they'll get me a ticket. And then
Yes.
just see how
I
they
think this all stems from Dave Kendall
go.
because when Palace were coming over to play West Ham back in 2020, I said I can get some. I was organising
Yeah,
tickets
that's
for
what
the
it
trip.
was.
So yeah, all shits and giggles. Apart from now, he's expecting me to bloody
Oh,
get
so
a
good.
bunch of tickets, bloody Wembley.
So good. It was so honestly, I was like, oh, can you, Devil, is that true? Can you get tickets? And it was like 7 people in a row, just like, bang.
Ridiculous.
No,
Four for me, please,
mate.
Dale. Who is
Yeah.
this?
Anyway. One was a Steve Parish, which was interesting.
Yeah. Very
All
interesting.
right. So, as every Paddy's fan on the planet knows, we are in the FA Cup final. So, we might touch upon how good we were in the semi final. Like, where might just come to you. Where did you watch the semi? Were you in the pub? Were you at home? Where did you watch the semi final?
You're going to go to Dale first because my answer is very lackluster.
Oh, God, mate. Mine's not much better.
Hey, I watched it on the sofa with my son, and I didn't even watch it live. I woke up in the morning, obviously, and did the 3-minute highlights, and I was really excited about it. But
I can better
oh, here we go. Here we go.
So it was at fucking stupid o'clock. Yeah, when it was at, what, 2:50, 1:15 or 2:15?
2:15.
2:15. As I was saying to you boys earlier, before we started recording, I'm just, yeah, bleeding from every orifice work-wise at the moment. So I was working on the Sunday. So not only did I, yeah, obviously not watch it live because I was going to be on the tools like 3 hours later. I just stayed at my bird's place, got up in the morning, went down to Banjo's Pies, got a mocha and sat in my fucking ute and watched a 25-minute mini match before work.
Wow.
Which is great because one, I was like, oh, fucking this one. I should have gone out with the lads and just like had a
Yeah.
late start or something. But yeah, so very very lackluster. So I didn't even take it all in
Yeah.
all its finery, but tremendous result. We'll endeavour to watch the final as a whole with some people and no work the next day.
Excellent. Well, so we'll probably come to Dale to talk about the game a little bit, and we'll see what was in the 25-minute highlight package from Mark. After we scored, Dale, that was okay. Let's go. When JP missed the penalty, were you like every other Palace fan thinking, "Fuck, that was it"?
Oh, okay. So I've got to set the scene for you here.
Go
I
on.
said
You're
I
in
wasn't.
Mark's view. He's got the
Yeah. So I said I wasn't getting up at 2:15 to watch the game. I've been a bit like Mark, very busy at work, lots going on, and sleep is at a premium at the moment. And football season started, so I was up early for coaching, and the kid gets up early. So I was like, there's no way I'm getting up at 2:15. I had did say that if I wake up randomly, I'll watch it. So whether that be 2:15, whether that be 4 o'clock, whatever, I'll watch it. So it must have been around about, I don't know, 10 to 4 ish. I wake up. You know, I'm excited. FA Cup semi-final. I'm going to watch it now. I'm going to start watching it. So I'm in bed, headphones in, start watching it, and as I'm watching it, we must be 2 minutes in, 3 minutes in. Just at the top of my screen, a WhatsApp message comes through and goes, "Fair play to Palace, that's decent." And I'm like, "For fuck's sake, you're kidding me!" I've wiped it away as quickly as possible. Didn't see it, didn't compute. It's fine. So I'm watching the game, and obviously JP has his goal disallowed. Eze scores, penalty. Mateta misses. And all I'm saying to myself in my head is, we don't win. It's decent because we played well against Villa. That's what I keep telling myself.
Then we scored a second. I'm like, well, we fucking win, don't we?
Yeah.
So I had, even though I'm watching it from like 10 to 4 in the morning, I have no jeopardy, really. I kind of
Oh.
knew.
Yeah.
So, like, Rob, you make that face, but it's also great knowing that you're watching this and it's just going to be a cruise.
True, true, because
So yeah, but still, like when he missed a penalty, yeah, I was disappointed. My first thought was, are we ever going to score a penalty again? And obviously, fast forward 10 days later, we score one against Forest, blah, blah, blah. Great. But yeah, I sort of was a bit meh when he missed it because I kind of had a feeling it was all going to be okay.
Well, I'll have you know I wasn't meh. I was watching it with Harrison, my oldest, and so we were at like about 9 o'clock in the morning. And that's what I do. I don't turn my phone on, I don't check my phone, I don't do anything until I've watched the game. And side note, that Konsa, why Mateta's goal was disallowed, I have no idea. But we'll move on because that I was standing up screaming at the TV, like doing the arm wave and everything. Four times the watch told me to relax because I was stressed. Four times in a 90-minute period. Ridiculous. So whilst you were
Take
watching
note
the
of your
Jeopardy, it was
watch,
lovely.
Rob.
Huh?
Take note of your watch. Your family needs you.
Well, that's I should just check my phone then. Because you're watching No Jeopardy, chilling in bed, no problem. Me, awful. It was like when he missed the penalty, I was like, I have seen this movie hundreds upon hundred. There we've been good, we should have been like Tyrique Mitchell missing that air swinging in at the end of the first half and the missed penalty. Like what's going to happen here is they're going to have a shitty shot from outside the box, it's going to deflect into the bottom corner, and then they're going to win it in the 90th. We didn't, we were brilliant, it didn't happen. Glasner seems to know that he's got the track record, clearly knows how to win a cup, clearly knows how to win a cup.
Can I posit that yes, we played very well. We took our chances very well. Apart from the one, I think, did Saar have a chance that he missed? Am I making that up? I can't remember. Anyway,
He had the header. He had the header from
that's
Wilder's
right.
cross.
Yeah. We took our chances very well.
Apart from Tyrique Mitchell.
Apart from Tyrick.
Yeah, he's going
Outside of
nuts
our
about that.
chances, Emi Martinez, who I'll get to in a minute, didn't have a lot to do. Dean Henderson was definitely the busier goalkeeper. He was. Dean Henderson made two or three fantastic saves.
Who are the two? The McGinn one and the Dina one. Two in
There
particular,
was, one in close quarters.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
McGinn.
Now, anyway, he had all that to do, right? And second half, back end of the second half, I think Villa were better. They were much better than how they started the game. And yeah, ultimately, Glasner got the tactics right. I'm not disputing that. I just worry that, not worry, but on another day, you do lose that, as you said, you lose that 2-1 shitty 90th minute goal because that's football. I mean, on the day, we played very well. The best thing about it is that I don't feel like we played our cup final. I
I
don't really
don't
think so.
either. See, that's weird, right?
Yeah,
I
100%.
don't either. I mean, I feel like when we went down, when we went to the Chelsea
Yeah.
semi, I felt like that was our cup final because we,
100%.
like, apart, okay, we'd got there, we played the final against Man United, the what
16.
2016. But like, I mean, let's be honest, the team we put out there was never, isn't as light years behind what we've got now. Right. And so that aside, people felt like, we were in the FA Cup semi-final and we had Elise and Vieira tried this whole thing, but it felt like that was a cup final. The fans were amazing. It was a great day. And I think most people had consoled themselves that we probably weren't going to win that. And that was fine. So that was, they wanted to have their day out. But I feel like although all the social media we've seen, all the podcasts I've listened to, and I'm insanely jealous of the day that people have had, do feel like the players didn't get overawed by it and think, like, this is it. I feel like there's more in the tank. And I think that proven also by Tuesday morning, that normally there'd be that massive come down. But they're still at this level. They still played at a level. You think, right, we've got nothing to play for in the league, it's done. But it's like, keeping that momentum going to the cup final. That's, I mean, it's Man City, right? We're gonna be underdogs. I've got no problem with that.
Of course.
But you know, I don't feel like we're gonna. We're not. We, I feel like we're gonna, you know, have a go. I think that is gonna. We're gonna fire some shots here. I really do.
Yeah, you get a vibe, but I do anyway with absolutely right, my Dave said we haven't played our cup final yet, importantly, in the semi or otherwise. And I feel and yeah, reiterated by Glasner's speech in the sheds after the game of it was very much, well done, congratulations, you know, give yourselves a pat on the back, but job not done. You know, and I think there's that hold back. You know, they're happy and up and about. Fuck, of course. Well, wouldn't you be? You just won a cup semi at Wembley. Get amongst it. But yeah, they didn't appear overawed. Hadn't. You know, they're keeping their powder dry, I think. And yeah, I very much get the vibe that it's ticks. It's boxes ticked, and maybe some tweaking, but. It's definitely, you know, a job not done, and there's still some work to do. Enjoy the now, and then yeah, let's go forward and get into it. And like Dale said, guys can win a cup. Now they win a cup with Kamada as well, who happens to be a gentleman who
Whoa,
plays for us.
let's talk Daichi. Let's talk Daichi Kamada, because Ned's obviously not here, and I know Ned put him down as one of his flops of the season, and for three quarters of the season, Ned will have been rubbing his fingers. I got that one right. That he every time he's played, I think he's looked busy, right? Up until a month ago, he's looked busy. He's trying. Something has clicked with the lad. Something has worked because suddenly he looks like a guy who's got God knows how many caps for Japan and can run in midfield. And as much as Will Hughes has been superb, as much as we like Jefferson Lerma, he looks like the perfect foil for Adam Wharton. And not just because he runs around a lot, but because he takes the ball off the centre backs, he sits into that centre back position to help Stein start the play, which takes so much more pressure off Adam Wharton because there's a second ball player in there, which is like
Yeah.
6 weeks ago, this wouldn't have, you would have gone, okay, I'm going to do it a different way. Cup semi final, Will Hughes fit, Jefferson Lerma fit, Daichi Kamada fit. One of them's got to start with. Adam Wharton, I can guarantee everyone was like, what? This is on Glasner. If this goes wrong, this is on Glasner. And wow, has he been proven to know what he's doing?
Yeah, and I think other pods have said exactly that, because I think people were saying, I think it was 5-year plan, and they were like, the team came out and people were on the train, and there wasn't the usual, there wasn't like an audible groan that had been happening previously. People were like, oh, okay, Kamada started. It was like, he's turned that around. I wonder, by having people like him in the dressing room, you know, Glasner, he's won a European Cup. Glasner's won a European Cup. Like, Gaye went to
Well,
the
mate, I
final
was
one.
going to say this. Sorry, I'll jump in. I was going to make this point. I think last summer has served us well. Four players away of England got to a final.
Yeah,
Two Colombian boys were away.
exactly.
You had JP was
Yeah, the
away in
Olympics.
France. Suddenly, you've got these players who have tasted
My point.
big tournament football and aren't going to be overawed by the fact they've won a semi-final, by the fact they're at Wembley against the Man City. If anything, they're going to be, well, fuck this. We can do them.
Yep.
I'm going to
Up
play.
for it.
I think there's absolutely, I mean, whilst the summer did screw us for the start of the season with the players coming back late and tired and those type of things, the mentality of those players is now very different to it was. Because you said, as you rightly said, that we've got four England players, of which one was a standout, played pretty much every minute for England. Two got to the Euro, the final of the European Championships. You got the two Colombians played the whole tournament for Colombia. They got to finals. JP got. Did they win, or did they? If they can't,
No, second place.
no, they came
They
runner-up,
got
didn't
to
they, in
the
the gold medal playoff?
Spain, wasn't it? Spain, yeah. But he got to the gold medal match. You know, you've got
Yeah.
players now. And like Adam Wharton clearly believes in his own ability, as you rightly should. Kamada won a European Cup. Glasner has won a European Cup. They've been there. Like, whereas before we had, when we got to last time, yes, Vieira's won everything under the sun, but we didn't have any players that were like, right, I know what to do. Because a big thing, you know, when
Yeah.
they talk about, I know it's a completely different sport, but like the Super Bowl, when they, for that week build up to it, players that have done it before are so valuable because the other one else is just like chicken in his headlights. It's just all this razzmatazz, they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's people that have been in that situation before, played in finals, huge. It's like, right, this is just another game. The next one's the big one.
Well, big game experience, mate. Yeah, like you say, across any code, or certainly one that had finals or grand finals and things like that, which this essentially is, grand finals here, Australian sports, all love grand final, whatever. absolutely invaluable big game experience, and particularly finals experience, and more so victors in those games. And with the smattering that we've got in the squad, you're not talking about one or two token blokes from, a fucking League Cup final from 2012 or whatever. This is recent stuff, big time Charlie stuff, very recent in the memory. And for those that haven't, there's enough of them to go around, and just cooler heels. Dampen the atmosphere or hose it down. But yeah, sort of that guidance throughout the week or in the build up. And then conversely, possibly to our advantage, and it may not be a thing at all, we're playing City. What are they? The last fucking five semis on the bounce, so if anything, possibly complacency with them, because they're going to think they're going to turn up and smash us. Why wouldn't they? Those two factors might turn in on each other, which could bode well for us in our trophy cabinet, hopefully.
Agree. And although he hasn't been on the pitch much, and who knows why, but having someone like Ben Chilwell in that change room also won't hurt. Got obliged
Yeah.
one. He won the Champions League, was it 2 years ago with Chelsea? So.
Yeah, all recent stuff, which is very invaluable for
Exactly.
sure.
So, very exciting times. Very exciting times. Even more exciting for Dale. Gonna be over there, the turd. Okay.
I
So.
was just gonna say before when Dale, you were talking about Mateta's goal, just for that, I thought we'll just pause it here for a 7 minute interjection from Ned. How it was right to do so,
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and all that jazz. But unlucky, but got the chocolates in the end, so fear not. But yeah, I thought that too. Even though I only watched the 25 minute replay when Mateta's panel's like, fuck, are you serious? Here we go. This is, I know how these end, and thankfully it wasn't the case, but I was far from meh.
I had PTSD from Clattenburg. Like calling it back when Wickham got through when Smalling fouled
Yes.
him. I was like, that was advantage play on, and this time, and I'm like, oh no, not again. But it wasn't. Well done. Excellent. Up us. Good stuff.
Quickly too, Dale, I've got two words for you, bro, and I've done this for my last two, if not three, iPhones. Three words for you. All notifications off.
I
Perfect.
usually do as well. I've got a feeling. I'm trying to remember back. I think I just fell asleep. I think I was that. I just fell asleep and forgot to do anything. So anyway.
Whenever I can't watch it, I know you guys watch it live. I've got a good day at work or whatever. It's mute the Palace
Well,
group,
look,
done.
won't be a problem for the final, will it?
No, it won't be.
It
So
won't.
let's talk about that. So whilst Dale is boringly at Wembley, there's better things going on here in Australia. So, Mark, I'll come to you. What's happening up in Bris Vegas?
Well, mate, initially, I was probably going to have a soft launch for this on the pod. I was going to head to the Central Coast and watch it on the couch with you and Harrison, but you've jumped ship, mate. You left the young bloke in arrears, and you're fucking off down with your bloody peanut mates in Sydney.
Oh, look, Mark, feel free to head down to the Central Coast and watch it on the sofa with Harrison, because that will be there.
It was reminiscent of Dale on the pitch with his young bloke, just fucking leaving him out to dry and going for glory. But
Oh, just on that. I mean, he's now this season now played 4 games and scored 10 to like 15 goals. So he won't miss that one. It's fine.
Perfect. Well, his maths is coming along swimmingly as well, then,
Yeah,
obviously.
yeah.
Mate, yes. So, as mentioned, I'm just too time poor to get over for the final, in person or even entertain that. So, yeah, just going to host the evening at our spiritual home up here, the Pig and Whistle, at Riverside. Come one, come all, which you boys would be familiar with from the meetups we've had here. That's where we generally go and
Good point.
watch the games, which is a an English or British themed boozer. So there'll be plenty there. Everyone will be up and about. The boys that watch the semi, because they normally shut at 3 a.m. So they went to the casino and watched it, but evidently they did stay open for the semi. And I just saw on Facebook tonight, one of the girls has made inquiries that I'll definitely be open for the cup final, which obviously they would be, the fucking English pub. So yeah, we'll be in there, mate. And we'll be out the back on the big screen with a lot of City fans as well, no doubt. So yeah, the awful kickoff time of 2:15 a.m. So yeah, probably lob in there, maybe 11 or 12, and get pretty pie-eyed before kickoff and watch the replay in the morning and refresh my memory.
I
So
believe
yeah.
1:15, I believe, the kickoff.
1:15, beg your pardon, of course, I'm
So
confusing it for the
one
semi.
hour less of boozing beforehand, so you might remember the first 15, 20 minutes before you
Correct.
stick all over yourself.
So you're looking forward to that. It'll be kind of cool because I was over there in 2016, and without just fucking like blowing smoke up my own ass or whatever, it'd be cool to like be back at home with like the Brizzy supporter crew and watching the cup final. You know what I mean? Like as awesome it was to go and see it at Wembley live, I'm kind of buzzing a bit to see it, with the crew that we watch games with and see it meetups and so forth. A lot of the boys from up here are going over. I think there's about six or seven lads heading over, a couple of ex Brizzy guys that are back their home. I was gonna say back home, not my home, their home, that live there, so they're all gonna catch up. So yeah, really pumped for them. Should be good. So we'll get good numbers. They always turn out for these kinds of things, and getting right amongst it.
Sounds like a great night, and don't worry, I'll let Harrison down gently for you, Mark. Don't worry,
Right, thanks, mate.
he's just crying. He's just crying right now. So thanks for that. Well done. I've got to put him to bed. Brilliant.
Let's get Dale to I'll get Dale to bring him back something from Club Wembley to help dry the
Yeah,
tears.
corn sandwich.
Of course.
A kiss from Claire. Now we have been for the Sydney supporters. Lewis Dew has worked an absolute miracle. He's done a lot of work here, and he's booked the Madison. It's the upstairs at the Madison Hotel. So we've got the whole. He's booked the whole area for us. Get down there whenever you want to get down there. To be honest with you, a lot of people going. There was initially going to be a minimum spend, but because
No, the
no,
minimum spend's still there.
it's been waived.
No, it's the $300 deposit that's been wiped.
Hold on.
What
Hold
do
on.
you give the flying factor?
Yeah, exactly.
No minimum spending Club Wembley, mate.
I'm still going to contribute some money to this because I think it'd just be nice for the boy. I don't want to leave the boys high and dry.
Hold on. Right, now
Jeez.
we'll go through 4,300.
Anyway,
Quick
it's
text from
Madison Hotel. He's
Madison
done
Hotel.
a superb
To
job.
get down there, it's Tony King will be coming up from Melbourne, and
Friend of
him.
the show, one time host.
Yeah, exactly. Him and Paul Shelley will be spinning some tunes for the evening, which will be great. Paul Shelley offers us some other entertainment as well. Read into that what you would like, and it is exactly what you're thinking if you are reading into that. It'll be a great night. Great night. We want to get as many numbers down there as possible. I think last time it was at the exhibition. It was that was complete. The place was packed. The place was standing only.
So that was the 2016 FA Cup final. So what we're looking at May. So I've been with Carrie 3.5 months, 4 months, and she came to that, and she was just like, "Oh my God, look at the state of this lot!" Because there was just this bunch of mad South Londoners struck cross Aussies who were going absolutely ballistic. And Rob, as you said, it was at the exhibition and it was absolutely packed.
Heaving.
It's funny how, when it comes to cup finals or Palace playing in Melbourne, mate, suddenly we go from having this shit small supporter base to everyone's got a shirt, which is great
Yeah.
to see.
It was brilliant. It was the atmosphere, and the atmosphere was so good. I mean, we were singing for hours, and like, we want to recreate that. Recreate it. So get down there. So Lisbon's a whole ton of work, and people were like, be great with Paul and Tony, and like, get down there, support, see, get amongst friends. As Mark said, you see these guys when we do the national meetups. We don't see many people other than that. So it'll be awesome down
Yeah,
there.
it's always good, like, promotion playoffs and stuff as well. I'm always flabbergasted at the numbers. It just, like, where the fuck did you guys come from? We've been doing this shit for like 10 odd years or whatever. I've never seen you. It's like, oh yeah, I just live at Burpengary. Like, what, fucking come to a game? But yeah, no, it was great to have all the numbers. And fun fact, mentioning Tony King, that was on the train. Coming back from Wembley after the last cup final was the day I met Tony King in person. Happened to sit next to him on the train. Yeah, there you go.
And I believe Melbourne, I think Melbourne are back at the Dickens where
Dickens, yep.
where they normally are. So again, anyone in Melbourne that can't make it to Sydney or Brisbane or just can't be asked, because why would you when you can just go to Melbourne if you live in Melbourne? Get down there, make some noise, and enjoy us lifting the FA Cup. I have no idea what's happening in Adelaide or Perth. Check your local sport guides for.
Yeah, they'd be doing something. Lads over in Perth would be
I don't think anyone, any area in the world where there's a Palace supporters group. So you think about all the ones we've spoken to, US, all the different groups in Australia, the Kiwis, up into Asia, mate, they will all be doing stuff. And for a lot of them, really, it's only we've got the worst time.
Yeah, we got a fucking awful time.
Kiwis,
Kiwis.
what would be a couple
It's
of
2 hours
hours
ahead, so they're
later.
quarter past three. So us and New Zealand cop
A
it. The
little
rest of them
worse,
are pretty damn good.
but
They're 4 hours ahead, so at least
New
that'd be
Zealand's
a
two.
get up early job.
New Zealand's 2 hours.
Is it?
Who
Knows? Who?
100%. I deal with them for work every day.
The reality is they're about 20 years behind. But anyway,
They haven't had
bad
the
joke.
semi-final yet.
Really awful joke.
Woo.
I think everyone's going to have a cracking time. I think people are going to get together,
Yep.
and as you said, we've spoken about it. We haven't played our cup final yet, so I think there's going to be a lot of optimism, a lot of people. I mean, I'm going to vlog my day when I go.
Good.
So hopefully, a couple of days after, we'll have something out on our socials. But I'm just really hoping to capture something amazing. And
Yeah, maybe just all try and vlog our days. So then you'll see Wembley, we'll see Sydney, we'll see Brisbane, and let's get Ned or someone from Melbourne or anyone that's listening to this, vlog your day. We'll get as much on it as possible. Get to see when people's experiences like. It'll be interesting to show, because I know 5 year plan had a good chat about kind of us getting up or watching it at 1:15 in the morning. It'll be great to show kind of what that entails. Like, it's a long day. It's a long ass day.
Yeah, man, for sure.
You're 24 hours. We'll be up for 24 hours
Yep.
minimum.
Well, that's it. I mean, you wake up, you blokes have got kids or whatever, so you're probably up fucking crack of dawn on, the Saturday. You've got like, 16 hours till the final or something. And then it starts. And then it starts. And then, so you fucking, yeah, well into it. That'll be cracking. So yeah, we'll get you'll try and get a vlog or something from Melbourne as well, from Ned or some other argumentative cunt down that way. Get something for us. Don't forget to turn your camera off on your vlog, mate, when you get a tap on the shoulder from Sarah and a bit of a wink. We'll leave it on.
Definitely.
All right, come on, let's do it then. Let's
We'll go
do
to hospitality.
it.
Shut up.
Hospitality never felt like this before.
Predictions. What are we going for then?
You want head or heart predictions? Because mine vary.
What do you just give
I'm going
it
to give you
what you
heart. I
want.
don't care. I'm going to give you heart and say 2-1. 2-1 us. I think Forest showed that they can easily be got at. We showed that they can easily be got at. We should have been 3-0 up in the first half at the Etihad. Do that again. 2-1. We score a couple. They get a late minute. They get a late one, and then my watch starts going off again, saying that I'm stressed and I've got to relax, and I just won't be able to.
We have called you an ambulance.
Basically, that was basically what it was telling me in the Villa game 4 times.
Yeah, all right. My heart is 3-1 us. We concede. We score the first goal, they level it. We go up 2-1, and then like a 93rd, 94th minute, 3-1. It's my heart.
Fucking clue.
Oh no, shit, none of us do.
Don't know what to say. All I know is I think there's
Go with
gonna
your
be a lot of
heart.
goals.
Go with your heart.
I think there's gonna be a lot of goals. I can see it being a either way, 3-2, 4-2, 4-3. I just think Cup final is usually really cagey. I just
Yeah.
don't think that's gonna happen because City play the exact style of football we need a team to play for us to flourish. I.e., they keep the ball and they attack you, which means we will get chances. And with Mateta, Sarr, and Eze, you know those chances are getting taken on numerous times. But we also know City will create chances. We just know they will, and they'll
Oh, for
create
sure.
good chances because of who they are.
Yeah, Harlan back.
And Haaland will be back, and it's not going to be his last game because fucking ridiculous the season continues after the FA Cup final, but this is the big last one for De Bruyne, right? So they're going to come at us, but I think that is good. Come at us. We saw against Forest, like two teams basically sat there going, you attack, no, you attack. And for large portions of that game, no one attacked. City are going to attack us, and we don't care. So I can see a sucker punching them. I can see us winning. I'm going to go with 3-2. Let's go with that. 3-2.
No, I don't give a shit. That sounds good to me. I don't care. I don't care if it's 10-9. Actually, I do care if it's 10-9. I will not. I'll be a shell of a human being.
Oh mate, if I go to the game, a professional football match, and it's 10-9, Lord have mercy.
But that,
I mean, what on earth?
I mean, if anything, you say it, Dale, you're right. They will attack. I think our strong point when we're on, we've been on more times than not. Our defense is great. It scrambles, it fucking holds shape, it does the business, albeit City coming at it in waves. But yeah, I think it'd be cagey. I reckon no goals first half hour. It'll just be, cutting boxes, feeling each other out, with City probably more the aggressor, but no goals. And then once the floodgates open, it'll be fucking on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
Hell breaks loose.
it's just FA Cup finals. The last don't know how many years are always a letdown, no matter what competition they're in. I just feel that this one for the neutral will be good, and for us, yeah, we're gonna. I can lift the trophy. I've said it now. We're gonna
Who won
lift
the
the
FA Cup
trophy.
last year? I don't even know.
Man City, wasn't
Was he? I don't know.
it?
Last, well, I've heard of something. They've been in the last five or seven semis, and I think they've won three or four out of the
When was it
last
when like someone scored off
five.
recently scored and scored like 28 seconds? Not the fastest, but not Di Matteo
Man
fast.
United. Man United beat Man City 1-0 or
Oh, there
2-1
it
or
was. Yeah, of
something.
course it was.
Oh.
Okay. But when you look at that, like we mentioned earlier, the game, like they are, if there's an FA Cup final match fit team in the Premier League or at all, it's Man City. But with that could bring complacency. Haaland might have a lot of minutes in his legs, so
They've got a lot of younger kids in there now. They haven't played in
yeah,
what's
De
it?
Bruyne might overplay his hand.
Cavani's a good player, but he's never been there. Rodri's been out all season. He'll be back, but how up to speed will he be? We've seen with players it takes them a while. Haaland's back, but how up to speed will he be? I mean, they're going to be good. We know they're good players. They're going to be good, but
Yeah.
Marmoush has never played in a FA Cup final before. The centre
This is
back.
good. Just from the FA Cup website, the FA websites to see the previous winners from the last like 9 years, whatever. I love it. I scroll down. There's a picture of Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang scoring for Arsenal against Chelsea. Then the next picture is from 2013, Roberto Martinez holding the trophy with Wigan
Oh,
match
yeah, Wigan.
Ben
Watson's
Watson.
and Watson, of
How
course.
good is that? So, there you go.
It's his corner. It's his
That's
corner.
what I'm holding. That's what I'm going to hold on to.
Yeah. We've got a
end
chance,
here. Mate, we've got a chance. We've got a chance.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. We're not, a snowflake's chance in hell. Hail Mary maybe could just right, if the barometric pressure is correct. We're an absolute fucking shout.
And we need
Stats.
to win. No, well, yeah, we do need to win because if we don't win and Man City win it and fucking European places go further down, that means Brighton might get into Europe and that'll be real salt in the wound and that will fucking annoy me.
Well, there's motivation enough if ever I've heard it to win that
If I know this is not a great medium, but Dale was pointing angrily at his camera there. So that's the most emotion I've seen out of Dale on this for literally
ever.
10 years.
Ever. Yeah, no.
He feels, and he's put his hood up now. Like now he's proper. Like he's put his hood up and he's
Oh,
fucking.
yeah, got one like twisted
Yeah,
and
got that, mate.
he's
Start saying
going.
brother a lot more or
You know Dale's
something,
going
do
back home to South London very soon by just visiting.
you?
Oh, mate, yeah. Anyway, well, 1 week, this time next week, I'll be in the air.
When do you fly out there?
Yeah, Wednesday, Arvo. Next Wednesday, Arvo.
Oh, nice. Fuck, you're inside a week.
Yeah.
Tidy.
So I'm there for 9 days, I think. So,
You're
yeah.
there for 9 days.
Not there for 9 days.
Fuck, I'd be loving it. Last time, finally, I went over, I was there for 61 hours.
Yeah, I did think about that, and then I was just like, you know what? Let's at least I've got some time to use. Let's just get
Yeah.
have some
Nah,
fun,
buddy, mate.
enjoy it, see some people, and then get back. So
Be good, be good.
there we go.
Boys,
Right.
I don't know if we're gonna wrap it up, but yeah, question without notice, probably more pertinent to you two. Start with Dale, since you're talking a moment. Winning the FA Cup, what's that mean to you as a lifelong Crystal Palace supporter? Given we've never won it and we've never won anything major
Yeah,
of
I,
note.
for me personally, it will be a full circle moment because I probably really started following football and support and like really understood Palace as from 1990 FA Cup semi-final. All right, so when we beat Liverpool and then I remember the game, but then I remember the day against Man United. I remember the original tie. I remember that vividly.
How's this happened again? We lost Dale. Do your sound thing. Your sound thing. I'll answer whilst Dale sorts it out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I've thought of this. I don't know. I don't know how I'm gonna react. I'm not from South London, I'm from Northeast London. So where I lived, I was 25 minutes from West Ham, half hour from Spurs. So all my mates were West Ham, Spurs. And I was the Palace fan because my dad. That
Yeah.
was it. And every time we'd lose or get relegated, I'd cop it. And, Palace are shit or Palace are this, Palace that. And now we're good. Now we're decent. I'm enjoying the fruits of that. We've been through two. We've been basically almost liquidated twice in a lifetime, which is ridiculous. I mean, a professional sporting organization twice nearly gets liquidated, and I'm not a crier. I'm just not like my dad passed away in 2010 and I cried loads. And since then, like my wife always has a go at me. Like, I can't cry anymore. Seeing the scenes from Wembley a couple of weeks ago with the Elvis song on it and like the slow motion and the TIFO and
Yeah.
fans going mad. Like I had a lump. I had a lump in my throat. I'm like, whoa, like it hit me. And I'm like, this is just sport, but it just shows how amazing it could be. So, should we win the FA Cup? Yeah. I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be one of those moments where I just stand still. Like, and don't, I won't know what to do. I mean, I'll probably go bananas, but there'll be a moment in time where I just kind of like stop. Because we're little Crystal Palace. We're not supposed to win anything.
Yeah.
We're not fashionable. We're not, the Sky Six or, owned by a country now, like someone like a Newcastle or, one of those big clubs with like a Villa who has a 40,000 seat stadium. They've always been a big club in with little Crystal Palace. And we have potential to win the FA Cup, which is, iconic. So yeah, it would mean absolutely everything to do it. And
Yeah.
then, what? Next season, whatever. Right, we'll deal with that. But like, right now, that's all I can think about. That's generally all I can think about. We've got what? Four, what, six, 17 days?
10 days, mate.
Oh, 10 days, 10 days. Shit.
Seventh today.
Yeah, shit, of course. And, oh, it's mad. It's mad. Like, yeah. I don't know if I don't, I know I'm waffling a bit, but I just don't think I can put into words how it's going to be for me.
Yeah. No, that's what I asked, mate. Yeah, but like I said, question without notice. I just want to know because I know you two are both lifers, and have ridden the roller coaster for many more years than myself. I'm enjoying it come late, mate. I've only been at the helm 21 years, but yeah, it's interesting to see what you blokes were potentially going to think about victory on the 17th and lifting a cup of substance and go down in the annals as FA Cup holders or winners, I should say.
That's it. What about okay? I know that you say you're not a lifer, and that's fine, but you've joined the bandwagon. You've seen what we've been through the past, 15 years. What does it mean to you as a
Yeah, well, mate, it's funny you say, because yeah, I got on board when I moved over early 2004, and I knew of them. Certainly wasn't a fresh off the boat Aussie bandwagoner because I went to Arsenal or Chelsea or Man U or whoever. And then Everton a bit when Kyle was there. So, mate, yeah, just local team. It was in the championship, and that was it. Yeah, just local team got on board. Pop was the captain that I found out when I was there, and so got bored. Made perfect sense to me. The club just, I sort of vibed with it, it really resonated with me, and then had that halcyon run there, and went down to Cardiff to Millennium, and out with a bunch of lads, and it was a big day. And look, I'd only been supporting them, from March of that year to the playoff final, so a couple of months or whatnot. But down there, it was a big sporting event I'd ever been at, 80 odd thousand there, and with all the lads. When we went, yeah, I shed a tear, which is quite ridiculous, but it just obviously company and the day, but just the wave of emotion. Like, I was looking through, cheery, I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. Why am I, what? It's great and I'm happy, but what do I really give a shit about this? Like, this isn't, I've not been following these guys, and oh my God, I'm seeing them in the flesh and whatever. But I shed a tear that day, and then I suppose that was it. I just fucking hooked for life after that, and have enjoyed the roller coaster ever since. And oh man, like I think like it would bring me as much joy to see and experience the joy that'll bring you guys. You're the lifers or whatnot, and that will bring me tremendous joy, and also for myself, obviously, and just a, I think it'll be validation for Palace as a club. I think we've, I think there's more to us than, plucky old Palace. You blokes would have all got that line, you're out in pubs, and oh, Palace, yeah, fucking don't mind you lot, which is almost, I find a bit disparaging or whatever. Like the kind of, so it's like, your old brother's mate come over and ruffling your hair or whatever, you know what I mean? That's how it kind of felt like. I was like, oh, I like it because I never see you as a threat or, you know what I mean? So I was like, I'll take it. It's better than people going, oh, you fucking club's a pile of shit or I hate your supporters or whatever. Like everyone's like, oh, great club, great supporters. Lovely. But to me, maybe it's just, I don't know, me taking it to a dark place it didn't need to go, but I get that feeling of like, you're good. Yeah, pluck our little palace or this and that because we're not threatening or we're not gonna steal anyone's fucking cup final from or whatever till the fucking 17th of May, Rob.
That's
Then
it.
we're doing the business.
Yeah, boy.
So yeah, look, validation. I'll be over the moon. I'll be very happy. I'll take great delight in sticking it up me mum who always takes great delight in our lack of significant victories and things.
Right,
So,
we're going to skip past that last little bit there. We'll just go straight over that last little bit there. But
Yeah. We've got a title for next pod, though,
word
so
choice. Love the sentiment, the choice of word just at the end there was
yeah.
maybe we could
Well,
put that a little bit better. But
yeah.
anyway,
Anyway, we won't
Australian
revisit about it.
vernacular,
Just
mate.
have a look about it.
Don't bother. But
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it because I think to your point, I think it's a really good point, like the plucky old Palace thing. going back to, as I said, when I was growing up, everyone, Palace were their second team. Oh, I like Palace. They're a second team.
Yeah.
Like, nah, fuck off. Like,
Yeah.
I don't need your sympathy vote. Like, they're
Yeah.
my team. We may be in Division One or the Championship. I don't care. Like, don't have to like us. I don't give a shit. No, but now that I feel like we're arriving, I feel like if we win, we've arrived.
Yeah, that's probably what I was trying to get at with validation. Yeah, we've arrived. Yeah, absolutely. It's only
Yeah.
taken 164 years, but
It the oldest football club in the world, as we all know.
yep.
Get that into your Fulham. Right, any more for any more guys? Because we managed to squeeze 1 hour and 10 out of that. I think that's quite impressive by us.
See what happens when we don't have our fucking anchor, Ned.
There's no arguing. And this has flowed and it's been
Yeah.
good, been upbeat.
Yeah, but
We've
you're
had
still a
like.
cunt.
And to finish that nicely off there, thank you very much. So,
Had to be said.
exactly. Can't go through a fight without that. Jesus. All that's left for me to say then is thank you very much, Dale. Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
Dale. Have an amazing time over there. Insanely jealous.
Yeah,
Safe
man, go
travels.
well.
Enjoy the
Thanks,
day.
guys.
Just reiterate, Palace in Sydney, Madison Hotel, get down there. Brisbane, get to the Pig and Whistle. Melbourne, get to the Dickens. Let's make it a great night and let's have it up the Palace.
It. Cheers, boys.
Bye.
Beautiful.